CSX Big Jim's House, 715. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 30 degrees right now. We're talking about parenting hacks, little tricks you do with your kids. Our producer Ryan, his niece, she's 5, and they had the medicine challenge. They convinced her the only way to drink the medicine was to drink her medicine and then drink a Diet Coke with it, and that was the medicine challenge. They filmed her, and she took her medicine. Pretty smart, actually. It works.
When you have little ones, you got to get creative.
I don't remember, like, with our son Ryan, we had 2 boys. I think we just had to threaten them enough. Take the medicine! Is it just anger? I don't know if that's a parenting hack or more of like a, you know, someone needs to quit drinking coffee at night, but... Yeah, I'm trying to think of stuff. Elf on the Shelf, I think, is a parenting hack. You're putting the elf out there to motivate them, whether it's fear or getting caught for the holidays, right? Kind of what it is. It's what you're doing.
I remember when I was scared of lightning and thunder when I was a kid, and everybody told me that it was God and the angels bowling in heaven so that I wouldn't be scared of the thunderstorms anymore.
So that makes sense.
So that's a parenting hack.
That's
too.
A good one, though, on the other side. Yeah, it doesn't have to be just, you know, fear related. It's just
I used to like cry and scream and go hide in the closet every time there was a thunderstorm.
What's the one? There's a comedian, Ryan. I don't know if I can even find this clip somewhere. It was pretty funny. He was talking about, like, when his daughter asked him when she was young, she's like, "What are freckles?" He said, "You get one every time you do something disappoints God." I'm like, wow.
Wow.
That's not true, by the way. Stop that. CSX, good morning.
Hey, yeah, I was listening to you guys about your tricks for kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I do with my kids, and it has nothing to do with medicine, but I have twins. And so when the ice cream truck would come around and they were like 3 years old, I told them that it was a music truck. They had no clue for about 6, 7 years old that it was an ice cream truck. I did not buy ice cream for 3 years.
What's your name?
My name's Tammy.
Tammy, you are a genius. I had to do the same with my girls, and I told them it was a vegetable truck.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so they thought every time he came down the street that he was selling broccoli and Brussels sprouts, and they didn't want anything to do with him. And then my nephew came over and ruined it all.
Yep, a neighbor ruined it. They just danced every time it came by. It was great.
Music truck.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing that, too.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Tammy's a genius.
If you want to see the video of the niece, the medicine challenge, we'll text it to you. Keyword is...
hack.
By the way, the reason you did that with your kids with the vegetable thing is when you were a kid, your mom told us what you would do about the ice cream truck.
Oh, I forgot all about that conversation.
Freak out and run down the street chasing it in Mount Clemens. She was the only 6-year-old with a cease and desist. Remember?